You're listening to Fantasy NBA Good, the greatest fantasy basketball podcast of all time. This is episode 37. My name is Purity, and I'm not alone, of course.
Hello, guys. My name is Ivan.
Yes.
And this is episode 37. We're going to try not to talk about coronavirus that much. It's like, I think you had enough of listening, yeah,
all day
people just, around you,
the news,
on TV, even podcasts, everything is about the virus. So today we decided to do something that we've been promising that we're going to do for a long time. And that's an episode about Dynasty Fantasy Basketball.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You didn't know.
I have no experience there, but I will try to give my best advice. Okay.
Yeah, Dynasty Fantasy Basketball, if you haven't tried it, like you and you're playing fantasy basketball and you have never tried it, you just must try it. It's if you ask me, it's the best experience that you get from playing fantasy basketball. And do you know what I realized? Actually, this year, I realized that, especially because this year was probably for me the worst. Not the worst considering my results. I actually have been really decent this year in fantasy basketball, but the worst in a term of how much it was frustrating. It was not fun at all. It was like so many of these fake injuries and resting and load management and everything. The season was so bad, and like I realized that like in last couple of several years I enjoyed the most this off season in fantasy basketball, you know.
Yeah.
And like people say it's crazy, and like I don't think many people share my opinion, but what I mean is, like, if you're playing Dynasty Fantasy Basketball, for example, like you are always in a season mode. There is no off season, and during this NBA off season time, during the break, you still have something to do. You still have your team. For example, my league is open as long as Yahoo allows it. That means 11. In last year, Yahoo has been open for 11 months, almost the whole year, and. Why I like this off season? Because there is no that stress. Oh, this guy is injured. When will this guy recover? What's gonna, like, every time I read something, this blurb about injury, I get stressed so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then during off season, you don't have that. You just if you have your dynasty team, you just listen to a podcast. You follow the stories around. Considering your players, thinking who are you gonna keep for the next season, who you're gonna draft, what you're gonna do, and it's like the stressless time of the year.
No, yes, it is.
And somehow fantasy like went from something that was a fun thing to do. It came to this being so stressful this year. I just hope it won't be like that.
Yes. So.
Next year. So yeah, this is one of these things why dynasty leagues are fun, because you're always playing fantasy. Even when the games are not being played, you're still playing fantasy. You're still following stories. You're always doing something. In my league, it's allowed to make moves throughout the year as long as Yahoo is open. Why don't we, for example, probably people who have never played dynasty league, maybe they would like to hear how. If they want to start one, how to make settings, you know, how to set up the league. Maybe other people who play Dynasty League, they would like to hear my league, not ours, because you don't play, how my league settings look like. So why don't we go just through over some like basic settings and. Okay, we are making some changes for the next year in my league, so we're gonna talk about these new settings that we're gonna start from the next year. So why don't we start with these basic settings, roster size, categories, that's most important. So of course, keeping players, that is the most important things. In my Dynasty League, you can keep all of from next season we're gonna have 13 players. All 13 players you can keep, okay? So, and we have 2 rounds of draft. Draft, because there are 10 teams, the team who was the, for example, this season, the 10th team will have pick number one. There is no lottery, so it's like straightforward. 10 big, 10 team placed on a 10 position has a pick number one. Team who finished season at 9th position, 2, 8, 3, and so on. So the first, the one who wins the league, who won the league,
Last
will be last.
to draft. Okay.
And no, sorry. Okay, this is some other thing that we made a change. We use season standings, not at the end of playoffs. So who was the first, like the standings at the end of the season before the playoffs start. So not who wins the league, but the one who
Ah,
was the first at the end of the
got
season.
it. We got
So
it.
this is how we get. We have 2 rounds of draft. So if you want to participate in the on the in that draft, you have to if you have to participate in the first round, you have to suck. You have to release one player. You know, you cannot keep all of them. If you want to participate in the both rounds of draft, you have to sack 2 players. You know, to make room. And the draft is not snaking. Like the one who had a first pick in the round one also has the first pick in round two. Draft is not snaking. What else? Yeah, I said 13. We have positions: point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, center, and from next season, 3 utility slots. And we had 2 moves this season, 20 moves for 2 moves per week, 20 moves for the whole season. And from the next season, we'll have only one move per week. That means the league is not like there is no room for streaming at all. Like you cannot get less like streaming less league. And what else? Three injuries slots. That's all. And the league is head to head, of course. Head to head, one win. Head to head, one win. We have 3 points. These are categories: 3 points, points, offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds, assists, steals, blocks. Those are categories. What else? Four teams, because the league has 10 teams, 4 teams go to the playoffs. Of course, first and fourth, second and third, and those are the basic rules. Many other is oh yeah, league is free agent auction bid FFAAB. Do you have any question? Maybe I forgot something.
Oh, each category, how many points you get? You didn't say that.
No, those are categories. There is no it's not a fantasy points league. You have to
Ah.
win more categories than your opponent in order to win the week. So
Ah,
it's
got
the
it.
same. If you win 4-3, you get 1 point. I mean, you get a win the same that you would got for 7-0, winning 7-0. So you like it's much better in this type of league. Like the goal is to always have 4 categories locked. You know,
Got it.
like because you cannot, you should not like be good in all 7 categories. No, you should be re really good in 7 categories, in 4 categories in order to win the week.
So you check your opponent where he's better than you, and then you decide according to which
Well,
player is best in each category.
okay, it's not like that because. You cannot there is, like how do you mean there is no drafting every like you don't make your team based on your opponent like you when you're starting the league because it's we had now 7 players starting, 5 on the bench. There is many time what it happens many time that you have several players left on the bench, and when you're starting a week, you don't you, you I never go and look my opponent. Okay, my opponent is good in assists, steals, threes, maybe a no, I always play my strategy. I'm good in offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds, blocks and points, and I always roll with the guys that give me those categories. I never say, okay, this, but later during the week, for example, Saturday, Sunday, yes, of course, if we are, for example, if I need assist, we have the same approximately same amount of assist, number of assists at Saturday or Sunday. Of course, I'm going to put someone who will give me assist so I can win I can win the week. But like, if that's what you asked.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. I have no more questions. That's it.
And one more thing, and probably the best thing about Dynasty Fantasy Basketball Leagues is that you build your team for future. You build your team to win. If you are not the best team in a league right now or top three, I don't know, you build your team to win in next, I don't know, 3 years, 4 years. And you do that by drafting and signing free agents who are young players, rookies, sophomores, third year players. Those are the players that you're taking your chances with, and it doesn't work out all the time, of course. And if you can consider yourself lucky if every season you can find two, maybe like three is a lot, like on this league size, if you find two or three really good players that you will keep in your team for years to come, then you're really lucky, you know. So that's the fun part. Like you're not in, most of the teams are not in win now mode. Most of the teams are building for the future. And even I won for the last 2 years, and even I as one of the best teams in the league, I always, every year I'm trying to bring another at least one young promising player. So because of that, we're going to talk about top 25 under 25 years of age players.
Uh-huh.
And you and I are going to go throughout the list, and we're going to talk about if you would start your franchise, your dynasty team with those players. You would tell me, okay, I would use on this player, I don't know, my third pick on a draft. No, if you're starting Dynasty League next season, you would tell me, okay, maybe with like Lonzo Ball, I would use my, I don't know, fourth pick on a draft or something like that. You understand? We're going to start from 25 and go to the player number one. So we will use a website, HoopsHype.com. You probably heard of Hoops Hype. They even have their own podcast. Really good basketball website. Okay, for my Dynasty League, I don't think this is top 25, under 25, but like we didn't make our own list, so we are just using their list. And we're gonna start with position with the number 25. So why don't you read?
Okay, number 25, we have Kendrick Nunn. He's 24 years old from Miami.
Yeah, this article is from, I think, like 4th or 5th of March. So it's like recent, this year, of course. So yeah, most of these players, this is accurate age. Maybe someone who turned like over 25 like recently, but I don't... That would... Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
So, Kendrick Nunn, like, especially for this league of mine that we were talking about before, my friend has him, and he's good in scoring, 15.5 points per game, total threes, 123, 3.4 assists. This, I would even consider drafting Kendrick Nunn. Maybe like really late. I'm not so sure about his future in Miami. You know, like I really don't know. He's 24 year old rookie. So this is I would avoid him. Like I cannot say I would use my first top five picks on him or anything like that. What do you think?
Yeah, I would avoid him too. I wouldn't draft him at all.
You don't like?
No, he
Kendrick Nunn.
No.
So next guy, number 24. Okay, I don't agree with this position 24 for Jonathan Isaac. Like, what do you say?
24, Jonathan Isaac.
22 years old.
No, he should go higher. Like,
Jonathan Isaac should definitely go higher.
A lot higher.
And like, I have him in my dynasty league, and he was great this season, especially these categories that we used. While he was healthy, he was in my league, I think like 30-40, if I'm maybe I'm mistaken, but something like that. He was really good. He was like, we talked about him so much throughout like last year and this year. Like, he's the guy who will give you like a little bit of everything. Like, he's for me, I would put him like in a top five probably. Yeah. Without no thinking.
Without blinking.
So yeah, I would use like if the league is like 10 teams, as we were talking about my league, and I would not thinking about like the second pick without it. I would use it, like my second pick on the draft without thinking, but I think he would go even before that, like first, depending on where I am on the, like if I have top, I don't know, five, maybe, like, I don't know. I generally definitely second and probably the first round pick I would use, depending where my first round pick. What do you say?
I agree. I would take him.
You think he will put on some, you know, some body mass and some muscles and like not be so fragile next season? So. You don't think so?
That's how he is. Maybe when he retires.
Him and Zion exchange a little bit of body fat.
We should give Zion some tips on how to
be skinny.
Yeah, be strong and skinny.
Okay, let's.
Number 23, we have Lonzo Ball, 22 years old from New Pelicans Orleans.
New Pelicans Orleans.
New Orleans Pelicans. Okay, I switched a little. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, New Pelicans. What do you think?
Oh, definitely pick Lonzo. He's been great.
But what pick on a draft would you use on Lonzo? Okay, this is okay. Let me read you his. Eight. There's no way he would wait you. He would be available for pick number 8. He was averaging 12.4 points, 6.2 rebounds, 7 assists, 1.4 steals this year. He was. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think. I even think at one point he was a free agent in this dynasty league of mine. But I think that when he was injured and like I cannot remember anymore, I would draft him. I'm trying to like, no, pick 8. I don't think he would be available at that pick 8 in this league of mine, for example, that's around 80, you know. So I think he would go higher. So I don't know. So what about next guy?
Number 22, we have Aaron Gordon from Orlando Magic.
He's 24
years old.
Yeah, I would like
the dunker.
Yeah, I would definitely not draft Aaron Gordon, and he's gonna be 25. I think I don't have his birthday here, but I think he's gonna be 25 this year. Yeah, he will be 24. So yeah, I just he was so much promising, and not, like, I don't know. Okay, this season he was kind of okay, 15.8 points, 8.1 rebounds, 4.4 assists, 1.1 steals, but his points, they keep dropping every year, and like he's not the best player in Orlando anymore. He's like now the third best player in over there. So no, I would avoid him. I don't know what you think.
Yes, I would avoid him too, but
like maybe at the like a last pick on a draft if you don't know what to do or like,
yeah, he gives you
around
rebounds.
12, 13, but he's not someone.
He'll give you rebounds, that's for sure, for your dynasty.
Well, yeah, rebounds, but I don't know. Okay, let's go.
Number 21, Miles Turner, 23 years old from Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, I have Miles, and this year was disappointing, and I hoped, I don't know, just Sabonis destroyed his fantasy value. Okay, like he's good for blocks because I have him and some other guys that block, they block. I always win this category, but yeah, his rebounds are, they've never been that good. His points are down. So I don't know. Where would you draft him?
I don't know. Is he going higher or the last?
I don't
Probably the
know.
last
I
pick.
pick no, not there's no way last pick, but I don't know.
I
I'm
would pick
trying
him,
to think. I would
definitely.
definitely pick him, but like I had much higher hopes for him. I took him as a free agent when he was a rookie in my dynasty league, and it paid off for a couple of seasons, especially last season he was good. But I don't know what's his future. Okay, things can change for him, or maybe in Indiana or something with Sabonis. I don't know what's gonna happen over there, and he might regain his value. But for now, like, things are not looking that promising as they used to be prior this season. Okay, number.
Number 20, John Collins, 22, Atlanta. Atlanta.
Yeah, well, what do you think?
Atlanta
Is
Hawks.
he's he was great this season. He was
Yeah.
really great this season, but I don't know how this Capella deal will influence him, and I just hope that I just hope that, like, he will. Okay, he will lose some value. That's definitely, but definite.
Not
But
much, though.
I think he's gonna be somewhere 25, 30 range next season. And it's like I have him also in my dynasty league, and like he was so promising. But now Capella came, and I also have Capella, and like, you know, both of my players are gonna lose value because of that. So yeah, I just hope he
Lose value.
doesn't suffer such a huge hit.
He
Okay.
won't, definitely. Number 19, we have Jaren Jackson Jr., 20 from Memphis Grizzly.
Okay, what do you think about Jaren Jackson? Because some people are so high on him. I am not that high. I think he's gonna be good. How good? I'm not that sure. Like this season
He's
he was,
average.
well, I don't think he's average. I think he's good, but I don't know if he's gonna be. First of all, I don't know, I would not put him before John Collins. Like they did. He's not rebounding. He's scoring points. He's blocking, shooting threes. He had a good stretch this season. He got injured again at the end of the season. I just hope he doesn't become a trend every year. Okay, he's good. Would use maybe my top four, top something like that. Not
No,
sure.
I
Next
would pick
guy.
him definitely. Number 18, we have De'Aaron Fox from Sacramento, 22 years old.
De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron Fox. Okay, got it.
I would never put De'Aaron Fox in front of Johnny Collins and Jonathan Isaac and John Collins. I don't know. Like, okay, 20.4 points, 6.8 assists, 4 rebounds, 1.4 steals. I don't know. Where would you take him? Top five? Top.
Yeah, I would pick him definitely. I would not blink. I would not even think twice about it. I would just pick him definitely.
Well, I would think twice, but okay, next guy.
Number 17, we have Jamal Murray, 23 years old from Denver.
Yeah, I also have Jamal Murray, and he's good. Like I don't know what to what like maybe some people expected much more from him, especially this season. I haven't. He was just good. Like he's really good. He's not excellent. I also took him as a free agent in his, what was that, his sophomore season, and he never disappointed me. And he's always healthy, and also have Jokic in my dynasty league. These guys are Especially Jokic this year, he played every game. Jamal is always healthy. I would draft Jamal, like, also
Definitely,
top,
I would
I don't
definitely.
know, top five, I don't know,
Yeah,
six.
top 5, 6 there. Definitely pick him if you're starting a dynasty. Definitely. Number 16, we have Shai
Shai
Gilgeous-Alexander.
Gilgeous-Alexander, 21 years.
Oklahoma City, from Oklahoma City.
21 years of age, from Thunder. So what do you say about him? Like, he's not, he had this year he really exploded. Many people didn't see that coming. I didn't draft him anywhere. Cannot see that. I saw it coming, but I thought he was gonna be good. But like 19.3 points, 6 point, not a lot of assists for a guard. I don't know, where would you take him? Like,
Eight.
of course he's not gonna be available in 8th round. Maybe somewhere. Well, he's definitely going like top four, top five, but like I wouldn't me I like me personally I won't draft him at top
He's good
four.
for points leagues, definitely.
Yeah, he's good for points leagues, but he's good, like, he's definitely good. Maybe it's just me. I don't prefer him that much. So next guy.
Next guy, number 15, we have D'Angelo Russell, 24, Minnesota, D'Lo.
Yeah, D'Lo is like one of the guys who, like, he's so not loved around in fantasy circles.
Why?
Why? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know
I
why
love
people
him.
do not love D'Lo. Like, I drafted him 1 year, the same year. I cannot remember what he was the second pick on a draft. Like, I cannot remember, but I drafted him 1 year as my first or my second pick, because I had first and second pick on that draft. I did some trades, so I drafted him that year. I gave up for him, I think Carmelo Anthony, and I don't know who else. And he's like, yeah, he's been injured throughout his career, but for this type of league that I'm playing, he's great. He's excellent.
Definitely fourth, third pick for
And
fourth.
I think that his future is, it looks really good. Like, him being paired with Cat, I think they will it will work out really well. And I think he's gonna be better than he has been this season. And it's not like he played a lot, and he's been injured a lot this season. Like, for the, well, I don't know how many months, but he's been injured a lot this season in Warriors. And he started playing really well when he came to Minnesota. And I think, yeah, I also have Karl-Anthony Towns in my dynasty league, so that's not working out for me, because, you know, so many players from the same teams.
Yeah, that's
That's
another
another
thing.
thing that you have to think about. But that's something that you cannot control. In dynasty leagues, like, you may draft people from different teams. You may have like 13 players from 13 different teams, and in few years' time, you find yourself having like guy two or three guys from the same teams. Like, for example, I have like this Cat and D'Lo. They joined together now. Then Capella joined John Collins. That's another pairing. What also the trade that happened made like this pairing that you cannot control. So maybe.
You cannot, with all these
Okay,
trades going
let's
on.
continue with we still have so many
Number
players to do.
14, Jaylen Brown, 23, from Boston Celtics.
Jaylen Brown. Yeah.
Yeah.
This season, since Kyrie left, he became like their second best player at 20 points per game, 20.4, 6.4 rebounds, 1.1 steals per game. He's good. I just don't know. Yeah, we didn't say D'Lo. Where would you draft him? Like, I definitely like top 4 or 5, I don't know.
Yeah, four. Definitely
So
four.
yeah, I'm not like the hugest fan of Jaylen Brown. I don't know, like, yeah.
I don't think he's good for Dynasty. Just 4 points, Liz. I'll take him.
Well, I mean, he's not bad. I'm just saying, he's also one of these guys that I would
The
not
last
like
pick.
go over, you know, I would that I would overpay him. Like, no, of course not. Last pick. It's the guy who scores 20.4 points, 6.4 boards.
Six pick, five pick him. I'll definitely pick him. But more in points league than dynasty league. So
number 13.
Number
Domantas.
13, Domantas Sabonis, 23, Sabonis. Indiana, from Indiana.
Yeah, this story, my story about Domantas Sabonis is that I had him. I took him as a free agent last year. And I dropped him at the end of the season because he started playing bad. And then he was kind of decent throughout the playoffs, and I didn't see this coming. Like, this is something that I cannot forgive myself, and I cannot forgive him because he destroyed Miles Turner's value. I have my Miles Turner. He completely destroyed his value, and I dropped him, and someone took him, and now, like, it's like a double loss for me.
Yeah, definitely picks up on
him. He's scoring 18.3 points and 12.5 rebounds, 5 assists per game. He's like, okay, he's not good in this, but this someone who will give you 12.5 rebounds, 18 points, like you, he's helping you win these rebounds, helping you win points, and like, he's contributing in assists. Yeah, he definitely really high, really high.
Number four. Definitely pick him, number four.
Next guy.
Number 12, we have Kristaps Porzingis, $24, Maverick.
Yeah, Porzingis, he had like decent numbers this year. Just someone that I would avoid in dynasty leagues. Like, you never know who's gonna be injured, but this guy he's definitely he's one of these guys that you can say that he's injury prone, and in dynasty leagues that's something you don't want to, because if you pay a lot, like you draft someone at a high draft position. And this guy is always injured. You're stuck with him. I mean, you can drop him, but you wasted your draft pick. So just like if you're drafting, starting your dynasty league, try to avoid this injury prone guys that like you are completely sure they're injury prone guys.
Definitely avoid Porzingis. Number 11, we have Zion Williamson, 19, from New Orleans.
New Pelicans.
Orleans. Okay, New Orleans.
Well, Zion, I don't know, we haven't seen, like,
it's been easy.
Because we're talking about dynasty leagues, and if you're starting your dynasty league now, like, you have to be sure, like, who you're gonna take with your first pick. And he would definitely go in this first round.
He went so high.
Yeah, but in Dynasty League, he's definitely going in the first round because people are so high on him, and I think I would pass. I'm still not. That's your first pick on a draft. You must be 100% sure. Like when you're drafting,
you should do what Jokic did: lose some weight a little, and he will be unstoppable. I can guarantee you that.
You should tell him.
I will tell him.
Tweet it.
Williamson, lose some weight. You can play. Put on some muscle.
So next guy
number
is
10. We have Ja Morant, 20 years old, Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, Ja was good this season.
Decent.
Well, for the rookie, he was great. Was great. Would I start my dynasty? Would I start my dynasty league? Mm-hmm. My team? Would I like? No, I would not draft him as a pick number one. Like no way. I would take him later. Here he's in front of so many guys. Look, I wouldn't do that.
Pick number four.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next guy.
Number
feel like
9, Brandon Ingram, 22, New Orleans. He's another guy who's exploding. Definitely pick him.
Do I have to talk about Brandon Ingram? My God. I drafted Brandon Ingram as my, I can't remember, second pick on a draft. Something like. Yeah, second or first, maybe even first. I think that season, I had the second pick on the draft. Yeah, my first round, second pick on the draft, and I drafted Brandon, and I kept him for 3 years. I was patient, and last year,
he got injured, and then you dropped him.
No, he didn't get. Did he?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This thing that he had. Yeah, you're right. And I dropped him because my dynasty league had only one injured list slot back then.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I could have kept him because it was the last week of
the season to end.
And I was about to win, even with him being injured. But I dropped him and took Bam Adebayo.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't regret taking Bam Adebayo, but like, I could have dropped someone else, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And like,
but that's with dynasty. You have to risk.
Yeah, like some things you never know.
Yeah,
like
some things you never
like
know.
Lakers last year, like something in dynasty, and that's the beauty of the dynasty. Yeah, it can be frustrated, but sometimes you benefit. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you benefit.
Gain,
like
yeah.
you, like last season, who knew? At the time when I was dropping him, that was what? Like early April, mm-hmm. like this, and beginning of the April. And nobody knew that he's going to be traded in this package for AD because Lakers said, no way, we are trading Brandon Ingram. You can get this or that guy.
Yeah, Kuzma should have gone instead.
Well, yeah.
They made a bad trade.
But now, too little, too late. 24.3 points, 6.3 rebounds. Okay, Brandon was excellent. Yeah, he lost some value when Zion, but he's still going to be good even with
pick
Zion next
two.
Season. Okay,
pick
let's...
number two. Okay, now we go to number eight. We have Devin Booker, 23, from the Phoenix Suns.
Another of my players also took him as a... You, like, if you've been following since we started 25, you saw how many... players I have in this mm-hmm. top 25, and majority of them I took them as a free agents.
Yeah,
and you really like that. That's one of the fun things, you know, that you can take these guys as free agents, like.
And then they explode.
And but you have to wait. Like you cannot take him. I took him when he was a rookie, and okay, he's the one of the guys who exploded. Like even in his rookie season, he was scoring a lot of points. In his sophomore season, he really exploded. But some guys really had to wait, like this Miles Turner and other guys. So
the key to dynasty league is patience. That's all. You have to be patient. Not be dropping guys and then later then you're gonna regret. So give them time to.
So,
play well.
Devin is good. A lot of points. He's been assisting a lot this season too. A lot of threes. Yeah, he's good. Maybe in this league that I play, maybe his skills are not that appreciated, but like, you need someone who's going to play as a shooting guard, so he will be drafted high. I cannot say like top, I don't know.
Top five.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Number seven, we have Bam Adebayo, 22 years old from Miami. He doesn't look 22.
He looks much older.
Yeah, definitely older.
The Bam was great this season.
Yeah.
Like 16.1 points, 10.6 rebounds, 1.3 blocks, 5 assists, 1.2 assists. Like, he was great. If he starts shooting threes, like, I don't know. I took him... I dropped Brandon and took him. No. I took him after season finished.
Yeah.
He was afraid. No, now I remember. Season just finished. I just won the league. And on the next day, Monday, I took Bam. So, that's how it happened. Like, and I was sure that he's going to be great this season. Like, but this great, I really didn't expect. Like, he's been really excellent, so
definitely take him.
Yeah, he would go like second round, I think.
Number six, Jason Tatum, 22 years old from Boston Celtics. I didn't see this coming. Number six.
Yeah, like before this season, people are so during the last summer. People were so low on Tatum, saying like he's
disappointment.
Yeah. But he had a great season and one of the best small forwards, young small forwards, generally one of the best small forwards in fantasy. So like he's going like round one probably. No, not a lot to talk about him. He's really great.
Definitely pick him.
Friend of mine in my dynasty league has him, and I'm trying to. I've been offering so many trades since starting his rookie season,
mm-hmm.
and like no way, he's rejecting everything what I offer.
Because he's worth it, guys. Tatum is worth it.
He's
Number five, Trae Young, 21, from the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, Trae is
excellent.
Like, I don't think I would draft him as a pick number one or two or three, like, but somewhere around, but the first round, definitely.
I'll and pick him first pick.
And in my dynasty league, a friend of mine took him in the first round last season when he was rookie as a third pick on a draft.
Yeah.
In front of, back then, many people were hyping Jaren Jackson Jr., saying that Junior saying that he should go third. Who else was there also? He took him, like, I'm saying he took him as a number three, and it was a great pick. No,
yeah.
It was
excellent, actually.
And now the Trae is probably the best player in his team, like, just one year later. So what about this guy?
Number four, we get Ben Simmons, 23 years old, from the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, would I take him as the first pick on a draft for my team, like in the first round?
I
don't think so. Like, yeah, he's okay, he's, I don't think so, and I don't know, like, what's gonna happen over there during the summer in Philadelphia, but, like, yeah, he's definitely top 10. Maybe I just wouldn't start my league with him, but he's definitely good because when you're playing category leagues and it's a dynasty league, you have to know, like, before drafts, you have to know which categories are you gonna hunting for, how are you gonna build your team. You cannot take, I don't know, Ben Simmons and then like hunting for trees, you know, for example, you know, guy who doesn't shoot trees. So you have to know that, because in this redraft leagues, you can start your draft and see after, like, first you draft for the value, first three rounds of the draft, and then you see after first three rounds of the draft, you see in what in which way your draft is gonna continue. You don't have to have a strategy, and sometimes it's better not to have strategy. But in the dynasty league, like, you must know, because this is your team for next, I don't know how many years, like, for next.
Yeah.
I'd like to say forever, because this dynasty league of mine is gonna run for. We're not planning of quitting. So you have to have a strategy. You have to make a plan. It's not. These are not the guys for. The guys that you will have for one season, and then you're going to redraft. Okay?
Number three, Donovan Mitchell, 23, from Utah.
23 years old.
Yeah, 23 years old.
Yeah, like, I would not put him this high, and I would not draft him as my first pick. Maybe, like, I cannot say that I expected that much more from Donovan, but majority of fantasy basketball managers did. Maybe second round, third round. Yeah, I don't think I would even use my. I wouldn't use my second round draft pick on Mitchell. I don't know what.
Number two. Let's go to number two.
I just hope he gets better now.
Yeah, he will, definitely.
He has, like, yeah, probably not.
Yeah, number two, Karl Anthony Towns, 24 years old, from Minnesota.
Yeah, and my best player in my dynasty fantasy, my dynasty league, drafted him as a pick number one.
Definitely pick number one.
Would I take him before Luka? I would. For me, he's the best dynasty league player.
Yeah, he is.
He does everything. He's been this Iron Man until this season. I just think he's the best young player in the league. Nothing much to say. Like, He's really doing everything for Lee, for your team, like scoring, rebound, blocking, shooting. He's doing everything.
He's definitely pick number one.
But here, as number one,
we have Luka Doncic, 21 years old from Dallas.
Hoops hype has it. You ask us, I don't know, would you put Luka first? Who would you put first, Luka or Kat or somebody else?
I would put Kat first, and then D'Lo, and then Luke.
D'Lo? You will put D'Lo?
No. Kat, Luka, then D'Lo.
Okay, that's your cute standings, cute the Dynasty League standings. That's
cute and performance.
That's a combination.
That's the reason.
It's not just players' value. It's players' looks. How do you get?
Very cute.
Yeah, like one at one podcast.
Luka is not that cute, but
you need to give us a formula. How do you score guys? How do you how do you bundle
cuteness,
looks and performance, and then you get?
Well, it's just unlucky. It's lucky.
No, I'm saying how do you?
How do I what?
How do you?
Categorize
when you
them.
Take into consideration looks and value, and then you get some number. What do you divide looks with what?
I put looks first, then category second, then performance.
So you divide. Yeah, okay, next is. For next season for next podcast, you need to give us. Not for us guys. Maybe if girls are listening, you will give them a formula. No, formal. Your mathematical formal. That's what I'm trying to say. Wow. I'm looking for words and
I'll definitely do my list. My cute list.
I'm tired. This is going to be the longest podcast.
I'm just going to do my cute list next time.
No, you've been promising that for years.
Well, it's a time limit.
Yeah, since only guys are listening to our podcast, no one is going to pressure you to do that.
Yes, I can just
So what about Luka? You have something to say about Luka besides that he's
fast
cute?
Fast pick, definitely. Yeah, he's cute.
Cuteness metrics.
But Ben Simmons is cute.
Luka, 28.5 points, 9.4 rebounds, 8.7 assists, one steal. Yeah, Luka is great. If you like, definitely the guy to start your dynasty franchise with him. If you take him over Kat, Kim or Kat.
Everyone was fighting for Luka in your dynasty.
Not a huge. What do you mean, everyone?
Everyone wanted to draft him, but only one person.
No, actually, no. Right? No, in my dynasty league, don't you remember? Last season, Luka went as number two. Right?
Yeah, someone didn't pick Luka. I picked, I don't know, with that
Ayton. No, Ayton. Ayton went as
not Ayton. There was someone else. I don't know who. I don't know who, but
I remembered. I forgot. I'm forgotten. I'm tired. Yeah, I think he went as number two. Yeah. Yeah, he did. Okay, we are done with talking about top 25 players, about dynasty leagues. Oh, so that's it for this episode. I'm tired. I don't know about you.
I'm definitely tired.
Why are you tired? For sitting and listening to me talking.
Okay, yeah, I'm not tired. He's tired, but
we're not used to this long episodes.
Yeah, and I didn't talk much because I don't know anything about Dynasty. I don't play Dynasty, so I'm trying to find the Dynasty League. So if you're listening, you have a Dynasty, put me in. Definitely. You can find me on Twitter and add me. I'll be so happy. Just add me. So guys, thank you so much for listening on this episode, and don't forget, you can find our podcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Fantasy NBA Goat, and you can email us at...
Where can people listen to us?
You can listen to us at anchor.fm/FantasyNBAGoat.
What else? If you have a podcatcher...
Yes, if you have a podcatcher, you can find us on Anchor, Spotify, right? Google Podcast.
Let me do it. Yeah, if you have a podcatcher, we are like literally on every podcatcher. Now, recently, I added us to some podcatchers that I found about recently. We are on iHeartRadio. I think we said it last time. Yeah, we did it. Or no, we didn't. No, we just got on iHeartRadio like a few days ago. Yeah, yeah. So we are even now on iHeartRadio. Yeah. Oh. So you can find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, everywhere, literally whichever podcast you have. Our website address, you can find some things over there. You can even listen to our podcasts over there. Like if you can find all the links, everything. Just go to fantasymbagold.weebly.com. Weebly spelled with W-E-E-B-L-Y. Our email address?
Our email address is fantasymbagold@gmail.com. Just email at us anything you're interested in. Just email at us and we'll get back to you right away.
So guys, we hope you all are well and that
you're waiting.
Yeah, we are waiting. We probably should have talked what to do with your fantasy leagues, and like everybody's talking about it. At every podcast you can hear, do this or that. Do whatever you feel it's right. Whatever. Okay, talk to your friends, the guys that you're playing league with. Like talk to them, ask them what do you think, what should we do? Like we don't need us telling you do this or do that. Yeah. It's your league. If you're playing for money, it can be a little bit more difficult. If not, like do whatever. Like if you're bored, like continue. Like people say, freeze your league. I don't know. If you're bored, do not freeze your league. Like just like do whatever. Like
you know what is best for you.
Well, yeah, of course. Don't then let us tell you what to do. And I just hope, I don't know. Like by the time we record, I don't know for how long this virus will last.
No one knows.
And I don't know if the league will continue, when the league continue, what will, like, I like really don't know. We will make a podcast in...
As soon as we find out.
Like a month from now, 3 weeks from now, we don't even know if there are going to be any news, anything to talk about.
Yeah.
So just be safe and...
See you in the next episode.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And, what can I say? Mamba out.